Fresh rioting and arson have erupted in the northern Indian state of Haryana, where 3 days of caste protests have left at least 19 people dead and about 200 others injured. Rioters set several more homes and shops ablaze while blocking highways and a canal that supplies water to the national capital, New Delhi. The violence continued despite the deployment of thousands of army troops and shoot-on-site order in place. Tensions have been simmering since Friday, with mobs attacking both public and private properties in several cities. The protests were called by the Jat agricultural community, which is seeking guaranteed government jobs at both federal and state levels. The state government has reportedly agreed to the community's demands, but Jat leaders have yet to decide on calling off the protests. Well, to get the latest on that, we're now joined by Munawwar Zaman, Press TV's correspondent, who is joining us live now from the Indian capital. Munawwar, if the demands have been met, why aren't the leaders calling off the protests?
Well, Vikar, good morning. The protest has been called off partially because there are several groups of leaders who have agreed, and they have spoken with the government. There was a meeting yesterday with Indian Home Minister Rajnath Singh, and they have agreed for their demands, but now they want an assurance given in written in black and white assurances that they will get guaranteed quota and jobs and their quotas in educational institutions. But they're skeptical because they want assurance in written. And several roads linking to the capital are still blocked. Some of them, like National Highway 1, which connects the national capital with the state of Punjab and Haryana, and of course the state of Jammu and Kashmir, that is partially blocked because roads are dug up, and there are several places where protesters are still on roads protesting that they want assurance and written because they have been promised in the past and nothing concrete has been delivered to them. So the protest is partially lifted because we get reports of highway getting normalized because traffic movement is mobilized a bit, but there are some patches in the highway which are still being blocked by the Jat community. In fact, the water supply, Haryana supplies water to New Delhi, and it is the major source of water supply to the capital. There were certain canals yesterday that were blocked. The water was blocked to the capital, in the wake of which the capital city has also decided to shut down some schools because water was extremely scarce. I mean, people were running out of water. I could see water tankers running in back and forth in the city yesterday to make sure they get the water supplies. But now, as far as the day keep on moving ahead, we could get some more news because I could get the sources telling me that the traffic is moving now, but there is a massive traffic jam on the National Highway 1. Vikar, back to you.
Munawwar, just put this into context for us, because obviously we, outside of India, we don't know much about the Jat community itself. Tell us a bit about the caste system in India and how this Jat community fits into that.
Well, Vikar, the caste system in India, you know, everybody knows, has a deep root. That's not a single caste in India. There are so many systems. Adivasis, Jats, there are scheduled caste, Dalits. There is a huge caste system in India that dates back from hundreds of years. But now, speaking about the Jat community, Vikar, Jat community is traditionally not considered as a backward community because they are economically well-off people. They are the landowners, they're farmers. But that is the main concern that is bothering the government, because in recent years, we have seen the Supreme Court hearing that they did not agree. The Supreme Court did not agree to guarantee these Jat community a quota or the caste-based jobs or educational institutions, giving them the categories, because they're not economically disadvantaged group. But of course, we have seen demands like the scheduled caste, like Dalits and Adivasis. Certainly, government has been looking into those issues and giving them opportunities by giving them guaranteed jobs to certain extents. But now the debate is sparking whether Jat is actually a backward category or a backward group, which economically it is not, because they are the farmers, they're wealthy farmers, and they own a huge land in the state of Haryana. Back to you, Vikar.
Okay, Manoor, as always, we appreciate your reporting. That was Manoor Zaman, who is speaking to us live from New Delhi.